This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're powering up the main engines to maneuver the ship around to full speed and ram the enemy head on. That's political. And we're going to defeat them. All right, we're going to play the special report and bring Robert Barnes in here with a whole bunch of breaking news on the other side of this break. But I wanted to go to the special report because, you know, all the smart tech is designed to spy on you and report back to the mothership. All the AI, all Google, all of this is about that. And so now Google's like, well, of course we spy on you, dummy. Of course there's a microphone. Ha, ha, what? I mean, you think Alex Jones is wrong? Ha, ha. Here we go.
Sundar Pichai, CEO of Google, one of many anti-American Silicon Valley cohorts subverting our republic, recently spun this deception during a hearing on Capitol Hill.
Google has long faced criticism for manipulating search results to censor conservatives. Conservative individuals and organizations have had their pro-Trump content tagged as hate speech or had their content reduced in search results. And enforcement of immigration laws has been tagged as hate speech as well. Such actions pose a grave threat to our democratic form of government. Dr. Robert Epstein, a Harvard-trained psychologist, authored a study recently that showed Google's bias likely swung 2.6 million votes to Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. Google could well elect the next president with dire implications for our democracy.
When we look at it, we evaluate our studies to evaluate our search results. Today, we use a very robust methodology, and we've been doing this for 20 years. Making sure the results are accurate is what we need to do well, and we work hard to do that.
What does methodology have to do with the fact that 96% of the references to Trump are from liberal media?
An independent study by search engine DuckDuckGo revealed that Google has the wherewithal to socially engineer political bias bubbles via its search engine. As the Business Insider reported, the study, among other things, found that participants saw vast differences in search results when searching for the same keywords, like gun control or immigration, from different locations across the country. A representative for DuckDuckGo said that what our study does reveal, or at least suggests, is that Google's collection and use of personal data, including location, which is then used to filter specific search results, is having an effect akin to the effects of a political bias. That stranglehold on information could have far-reaching effects as the 2020 presidential election draws near. And as a reminder, it's no secret that back in the 1990s, a CIA-NSA program partly funded Sergey Brin to develop Google via a grant through Stanford University. A couple of decades later, the Department of Defense's deep state monstrosity, Google, is overseeing a U.S. population addicted to its search engine and its surveillance technology, invading every inch of our private space, a way of creating a digital fence around the sheep to ensure their individuality doesn't allow them to stray from the flock.
That's crazy. Like, are you able to see where I live and everything?
Inadvertently responding to this revelation by white hat hackers concerning the microphones and their Nest cameras, Google responded, as Business Insider reported. In early February, Google announced that its home security and alarm system, Nest Secure, would be getting an update. Users would now be able to use Google Assistant on their devices. The problem, users didn't know a microphone even existed on their Nest Secure devices to begin with. The existence of the microphone was never never disclosed in any of the product material. A Google spokesperson told Business Insider it had made an error and that the on-device microphone was never intended to be a secret and should have been listed in the tech specs. What a complete crock of shit. Face it, we are currently ruled over by a lawless Silicon Valley apparatus supported by a Department of Defense circumventing our God-given rights on our own tax-paying dime. Socialist candidates linger on the horizon of...
Full report, InfoWars.com, John Bound, out of the park as usual.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We've got it done.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Robert Barnes, who is really interesting on air. The audience loves him. I've been familiar with his work way back when he represented Wesley Snipes, back with Here to Be Homeless Tomorrow, when we have a former Treasury agent that you successfully defended in a couple of trials. They tried to put him in prison for simply teaching people that the IRS violates a lot of your rights, that the income tax has more holes in it than the Swiss cheese, Joe Bannister. But you've also represented some of the Covington kids. You've been involved in so many big, famous cases, Ralph Nader and ballot access. So, but you're not the type of guy they like to put on the news, because successful lawyers, they don't generally put on, unless it's an Alan Dershowitz. He's kind of a exception. The ones they put on are the ones that keep losing to the system because they want folks to get those lawyers. But you've been very, very successful.
Exactly. I mean, the way the system is designed to be, they're not going to promote people who are very good at hurting the system. They're going to promote people who help the system. So they're going to promote libel lawyers, for example.
Pull your phone, please.
That are really bad at it.
Nice music, though.
Yeah, it does have nice music. is about the best thing about it. But they're going to promote people that deliberately help the system, that help the system get away with responsibility, that help the system escape liability, that are going to help the system promote itself. So they love libel lawyers who lose all the time, just like the government loves criminal defense lawyers who lose all the time. So you look at, I mean, you know, one of the issues with Rogers' case is the first thing that happens is the criminal defense lawyers are going in.
Well, let's talk about that, because I'm going to spend all day on courts, but this judge, what she's doing, the whole situation with Manafort, Roger being gagged, now the latest on the Covington kids, because you don't want to say any mean things about who some of the kids are being represented by, but the truth is they've never won one of these libel cases, and even Dershowitz said, my God, I'll never say this, but you need to fire your lawyer. You were privately telling me that 2 weeks ago when you were here in town, and then you don't want to say it on air, but now Alan Dershowitz has said it.
Yeah, he has. And what Professor Dershowitz's point was, and you rarely see him comment about anybody else's relationship with a lawyer, and what he said on the air on Fox News, on a conservative site, was that the way in which certain suits are being brought are going to jeopardize the ability to win those suits, are going to allow the media to get away with it. And, like, the reason why we're being very careful, so I'm bombarded with questions about people are asking, what are you going to do on Covington? How are you going to do it on Covington. The reason why we're very careful, we roadmap everything out, is we want to make sure we win, because it does no good to sue the media and sue the institutional press and sue the establishment base and the establishment press and let the establishment press win, because then people are going to think that that's in fact what was true, what was said about the Covington kids. So it's critical that any suit that's brought has a high chance of winning, has a high chance of prevailing, not only to establish the truth to protect these kids, but also at the same time to establish rights that will protect everybody else moving forward.
So why is he suing in the wrong court? Why is he putting a big number up front? Why is he letting them know it's a huge fight? I mean, PR does nothing if it's empty.
Correct, exactly. It's there's an old football statement, an old football agent used to say, you can hire one of two kind of coaches. The coach is going to win you the press conference, or the coach is going to actually win you games. And often the coach who wins you press conference doesn't win you games. And that's precisely what this was. So what Professor Dershowitz was criticizing is this was a lawsuit that the way it's being brought, how it's being framed, how it's being phrased, where it's being brought, is an invitation to failure because it redefines the issues in favor of the institutional press, helps the institutional press escape responsibility, and in the process, damage the potential for real remedy for the Covington kids.
That's right. Now, I don't want to get into my situation other than the fact that I'm not just with you, but other top law firms, Republican Party, Democratic Party, we have confirmed, and of course we saw it last Tuesday, Clarence Thomas came out and said, time to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan, basically get rid of the most stringent protections for journalists. And they're using InfoWars like I'm a big bloody piece of meat. They want to poison pit bulls. And so there's a big bloody piece of meat. They're sticking a cyanide pill in it so that people will then tear down the anti-slap laws that have been passed that I think overall are good, that protect journalism from frivolous stuff, and then create bad law, period, overall. And that's now admitted, and they've got the major press cheerleading their own literal destruction. So you laid this out great last night, so just briefly go through the demonization, the preparation, the straw man, and then how it collapses into the next level, and then what the end game is, because now major legal guilds, journalistic groups, I'm not allowed to get into it, you know the names, they're now contacting us and others and saying, okay, you're right. We understand it's a setup. This will actually end the First Amendment. It'll actually end Sullivan, New York Times versus Sullivan. But they're like, but we hate you so much. Well, that's the straw man that got built. So to watch the left being manipulated by very cold, dark corporate powers is sick.
Absolutely. The way I analogize it is years ago I explained to people that were using trust in the tax arena. They're like, how is it all of a sudden started getting targeted by the IRS? They're like, how is this happening? Wealthy, powerful people have been using trust forever without a problem. It's because ordinary people started using it. So the anti-slap laws, which were originally were designed to protect little people, became sort of a monopoly of big media, but then it became started increasingly to be a powerful tool for ordinary people to be in a position where they could defend themselves and vindicate their rights. And as soon as that started happening, you started having institutional pressure to use your case and other cases to try to get rid of the anti-slap protections for the little guy, because they thought they should have only been protections for the big guy. So as soon as they were being applied to the ordinary person, the everyday person, the independent press, the anti-establishment press, the outside the establishment press, then all of a sudden it was, well, maybe we need to change these laws. Maybe we need to take them away. Maybe now they're too dangerous.
And last night, you laid it all out. You were here 2 weeks ago, laid it out. But then this week, it's been admitted in the press. I mean, it's everywhere. They're kind of going, ooh, wait, this is a larger plan with both the Republican and Democratic Party behind the scenes actually supporting it, because they're threatened by independent information. And you've got dying newspapers that think, oh, we'll join in on censorship to make ourselves relevant. No, that's just their last act that will fully discredit them before big tech totally shuts them down. But lay out how they started with me, the straw man, and then leverage it up.
Precisely. So the first thing to do was to use Hollywood with Showtime and the Homeland Show to create a caricature of you that was a completely inaccurate and totally ridiculous version of you, but to make that the definition that people had of you, to think that character was Alex Jones. So that's step one. Then the lawyers who watch that show borrow from that show's definition of you to create a lawsuit based on the lie that that show was.
It looks like a Homeland script.
Completely.
And they're going to sell to everybody that's us.
Correct. Exactly. A total fiction. A total fabrication. You dig into the lawsuit. The lawsuit doesn't make the allegations that a lot of people think that it makes. They think there's allegations that you were personally harassing people. Totally false. Not even in the lawsuit. What the lawsuit alleges is that
most of the people were never even named.
Exactly. Not even named. People were afforded an opportunity to give their side of the story. That was it. So what we have is the institutional press combining with big tech. So in this case, combined with the entertainment industry to spread a lie, then to use lawfare to make that lie go wider. Then they use the existence of the lawsuit as a ground to deplatform you. Then they use the deplatforming you as a ground to demand a bunch of invasive discovery. And it's all one step to the next to try to blacklist and to completely blackmail and bankrupt anybody from ever attempting to do what you did, to scare them, to intimidate them, to extort them into saying, I can't be a dissident voice. And that's all about shutting up the audience's right to choose. The audience's right to choose what news they read, what views they decide. It's the audience that determines whether something is true or not.
And they admit and now they're just going to move in with these rating agencies run by these horrible neocon groups and leftist groups who are now starting, actually this month, on the Microsoft platform, supposed to be everywhere next year, with this NewsGuard. They're on your phone in live time, what you're watching and doing and giving you messages.
Exactly. What used to be technology meant for surveillance for the state is becoming technology used by big tech itself to be outside of the restrictions and limitations of the state because they're not governed by the Constitution in the same way.
And let's be clear. People think, oh, Alex told us that, you know, Nest things were watching and listening to us a few years ago when they came out or all this. It was in the documents. It was in the admissions. It was in the terms of service. Well, now they're announcing, oh, on your phone or your computer, third-party Southern Poverty Law Center people are literally going to be watching in live time what you do, flashing messages up, not on the website, on your phone. Forget presidential alerts on your phone. You're going to have literally people minding you like the Stasi, but the Stasi didn't tell you you were being watched.
Right.
They tell you you're being watched.
Exactly, because the best way to get people to censor themselves is to be scared of being watched and surveilled.
And think about how that's beyond 1984 by light years. They just make the jump to like, well, we'll jump so far down the road, no one can even deal with this.
Correct. And they're using the Chinese model to do it. So everything comes from the Chinese model. They created their technology to comply with Chinese government obligations, and they're using that as their script in the U.S.
That's right. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
Wars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Live 7 days
from
a week.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
7 days a week.
It's Alex Jones.
7 days a week. 365 days out of the year. We're fighting hard for America and freedom. Robert Barnes, great constitutional lawyer, First Amendment lawyer, is here in studio with us. And I said, what do you want to get into? He said, I want to get into Robert Mueller and pedophile rings, which the Washington Post says don't exist, even though it's all over the place. USA Today. Wow, didn't know about that. Where we first hear about Jeffrey Epstein here, 10 years ago. Judge rules Labor Secretary Acosta as federal prosecutor broke law in Jeffrey Epstein underage sex case. It wasn't underage. It was a giant sex trafficking and blackmail operation to a slave island. My Lord. So there it all is. You wanted to get into this. That was actually under my stack. Paul Manafort is a hardened and bold criminal, Mueller prosecutors tell, including Jeannie Ray, Hillary's top cover-up artist for Russiagate and Chinagate, at her foundation. So, I couldn't hold a straight face in that judge's courtroom. When Jeannie Ray is my prosecutor, it'd be like I was a Jew in World War II, hypothetically, and the head judge is Hitler. Right. I'd be like, dude, you're Adolf Hitler. I mean, this is insane. So this is all starting to come out. And it's crazy. And the media tries to spin it because there's some Trump connection. Later, this guy got into government. This is bipartisan. Clearly, they tried to set up high-powered lawyers and other people that weren't involved. That's all Mueller stock and trade. So condensing this down, Robert Barnes, you've really studied it. What's happening?
So there's one name that all those stories are connected to, the Epstein case, the Manafort case, and the Roger Stone case. And interestingly enough, it's the one name that the judge in the Roger Stone case said that Roger Stone can never reference. Not only can he not reference it related to his case, he can never talk about one name, period, while his case is pending in court, which could be years. And what name is that? Robert Mueller. And what is Robert Mueller to do with the Epstein case? Guess who was FBI director when that deal was done? Guess who was identified in internal FBI documents? They're identified by a guy on Twitter called Technofog, a famous lawyer, that identify what? The informant for Robert Mueller was Mr. Epstein. In other words, he was giving blackmail files, potentially, on a wide range of people to Robert Mueller. At the same time, the sweetheart deal that broke the rules was being filed on behalf of Epstein. And so while Epstein gets to sit in a sweetheart deal, Paul Manafort's supposed to go to prison for life. Paul Manafort's supposed to be the most harshly punished individual in one of the most history of political prosecutions. So Paul Manafort, who's never been accused of anything connected to pedophilia, is going to go to prison for life and rot until he dies. But Epstein, who is running a blackmail ring of underage prostitution, gets to walk. And the only man that they all have in common is Robert Mueller, and it's the one person that the judge said Roger Stone can never talk about, even unrelated to his case. So that's the common denominator between all three, is that the deep state fix-it man is still fixing things for the deep state.
And again, this is bigger than Russiagate, all these things. It's a window into how Hoover operated, a window into how other big titans of control have operated, whether we were talking about it last night and what happened with some of the Hollywood groups. This is done over and over and over again. And when you look at the judge's ruling on Stone, he obviously got maneuvered by his lawyers to say, this is the worst thing ever. We grovel your Supreme Majesty when you read what they said. Oh, we're so terrible. We're so bad. There was a shot of you on his website with a little Celtic cross up in the corner, factoid with letters and words after it. And then they get Stone's lawyer says, oh, this is unconscionable. It's indefensible. The judge says, you're damn right. You can't talk about anybody who's in the case, even in things separate from the case. Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, Robert Mueller, anybody. And then Roger disappears into a literal black hole, whereas where they want him to get him to, I guess, bear false witness against the president. This is just unprecedented.
Absolutely. This is a prior restraint on free speech, which has been almost uniformly and universally decried by the court systems all the way. They are not what she did is violate his First Amendment rights, but also violate his Fifth Amendment right to due process, his Sixth Amendment right to a fair trial, and his Eighth Amendment right against excessive bail. Because what she said is that his conditions of release would now require this gag order that if he violated, she would put him in prison.
So how did his Roger's lawyer, so I'm not trying to be enemies with, but how did they maneuver, Your Majesty, this is indefensible. She goes, you are correct. Silence forever. I mean, how on earth, when you got Jeannie Rae slithering around, Hillary so arrogant, her main cover-up lawyer at her foundation's running the prosecution?
Exactly.
I mean, that's, of course they don't want Roger to be able to talk about that.
Completely.
These people are crazy. Let me give Mueller a little newsflash. It's already done. Everybody already knows everywhere. I don't know what you morons listening to NPR, believe your own BS. No one is smoking your dope anymore.
Exactly. I mean, sort of one of my universal rules of law is never bow to abusive authority, period. Because whenever you do, abusive authority just sees that as weakness, and they whack you and hit you and hurt you further. You have to challenge it. You have to question it. You have to contest it. It's the only way justice or liberty is ever defended or ever done. And it's a natural tendency for a lot of lawyers to say, oh, please, if they think if they walk in on sackcloth and on their knees and beg the bad king to do the good thing, that all of a sudden the bad king is going to do the good thing. That never happens. It's only when you expose the bad king for doing things that violate the most protected liberties and rights we have in the legal process that you can get them to actually try to do at least part of the right thing. And that, I think, was a practical and tactical error here that backfired to where Roger is in a literal black hole where he has literally been told if he speaks in his own defense in a criminal case, even about...
While the entire corporate media rains down lies 24/7.
Exactly. If he merely responds to a defamatory, libelous lie in the public about him that negatively influencing his reputation forever outside of the contours of the case, if he says one word in his own defense, he goes to prison.
By the way, it's worse than that. Before everybody else was in the courtroom clammed up, they said, well, they were obsessed with you, and could you be silenced?
Exactly. And so
reportedly, the judge is like, once anyone he ever knew, you can't... And then by that... 6 degrees of separation, the whole planet.
By his own words, there appears to be a coordinated conspiracy between Robert Mueller's team, people like Larry Klayman and others who are trying to create these fake surrogates that are not actually surrogates of Roger Stone to take Roger Stone's gag order and suppress and censor speech across the board from a wide range of independent dissident voices who have one unique thing in common. Their one unique thing in common is questioning the behavior of Robert Mueller and his team. So that's it.
And, you know, we can talk about great Trump is all day, but he's asleep at the switch. Tweets don't do it, President. Protect us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Shift gears with attorney at law Robert Barnes here with us, and I want to get into the state of the nation, the state of the world right now, because clearly, disagree obviously, the so-called left, I don't call them liberals, they're the left-hand path, Jacobins, French Revolution, that's really their ethos in the last 220 years, is the Jacobins. Any real historian will go, oh yeah, so if you're like a PhD level big think tank, they all see the world as the Jacobins on the left versus the Renaissance on the right. And the Jacobins pose as if they were the Renaissance in an attempt to take it over. So America and our revolution was Renaissance-based. They always try to tie it to the French Revolution, which Jefferson was tied to, but later he found out it was bad. And of course, you've got your own historical background. You're a smart guy on that front. But we have got the left terrorizing, attacking. Used to, like, every month I'd have a video of them beating up somebody to make America great again. I get them every day or a couple times a day, and I will play some of these clips, and then they escalate from all the coastlines will be flooded by 2013, Gore said 10 years earlier. Now it's there won't be a planet in 12 years. We're all dead. They're just escalating, and it seems like they're already hit peak level, and I think it's turning people off. Do you, A, agree with that? B, where does it go from here? Because I really think that their escalation, their attempt to make us submit, has actually only awakened people.
I think it has. I mean, I think there are some people who are going to be scared and intimidated by it, just naturally. And that's their original and initial goal, is to be afraid to be publicly affiliated and associated with anything that challenges the establishment press perspective, including whether it's on Trump or whether it's Make America Great Again or it's cultural conservatism or Turning Point, whomever it is. So, you know, I was out here in Texas and went into a restaurant where an old elderly guy's wearing his MAGA hat, and realized when I walked by just how rare that had been of late, that if I had been in any major northeastern or west coast city, I don't see that anywhere ever where it was more popular and common around the time of the campaign. So it's having some deterrent effect on people being willing to voice their opinions. But ultimately, that will lead to a backlash on people who do not.
Well, it makes it like a diamond under pressure, coal.
Yes.
It only internalizes it and makes it even more.
And instinctively, people understand that when you try to suppress their opinions, that means their opinions are more likely right than wrong. There's no reason. Nobody's afraid of a dumb opinion.
Well, we went to lunch today, and I had coming in Hispanic families, the table Hispanic families,
yep,
really good-looking, nice families, just love it. The truth is Hispanics love freedom.
Absolutely.
They're
I mean, that's why Trump, some of his best success, some of his biggest improvements was among
doubling people. Republican numbers for Hispanics.
Exactly. Just like he did with African Americans.
Because they see through it. They're like, what?
Well, as soon as Van Jones was going nuts on CNN that night saying, oh, it's a white lash, da-da-da, and I was like, well, why don't you take a look at Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Ohio and Michigan, and what were you going to find? The decisive vote was African American precincts voting more for Trump than they did for Hillary, than they did for Obama, and consequently, that is why he won. The tipping margin in Wisconsin, the tipping margin.
By the way, where did InfoWars, with Roger Stone's advice, we targeted Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan with everything we had. We ran, we targeted those promos and Danny Williams to the black community.
Absolutely.
And We had Facebook stuff that we ran that had 48 million views between the channels.
Correct.
And that's why Hillary and them made their proper analysis. Like, they want InfoWars sunk.
Absolutely.
So I'm not bragging, but if I was like a fighter bomber, you know, they have the stuff they've shot down on the side, InfoWars is just festooned with shootdowns.
Completely. I remember telling people right after the election that there's going to be a whole war waged on InfoWars and other places like it, because you were the most influential in creating the sort of mainstream press establishment that wanted to suppress Trump's message to overcoming that. And that was the first time they had seen it overcome in a presidential election. They're like, holy cow, InfoWars can tip the war and the political war for the election for the most powerful office in the world.
The only reason I raise that more and more is we didn't make a big deal at the time. It's almost embarrassing. I don't want to be arrogant. No. No, we were effective. Our audience was effective. Now we are under total attack.
Exactly. My favorite rule, old Tennessee rule, which is an only a stuck pig squeals. So when you see somebody being squealed about, chances are by the press and by the establishment and by the corrupt insiders in D.C., that means that person has been effective. That means that person is likely saying something truthful. You don't need to take somebody who's not Galileo to the stake. You need to take Galileo to the stake because Galileo is speaking such deep truth that it's a threat to the establishment and the system. So if you see someone being targeted, exceptionally targeted, that's really a message to pay special attention.
And I don't want to over-promote this, but it's it's negative and it's painful, and I'm not enjoying it. And the crew isn't either. They're the reason we're here. And the audience, the crew, it's all one family, all one body fighting. But I think they've way overdone it now, where at the grassroots and everything, and even the government, there's a lot of good people, and other places, it's like we got a lot of the intellectuals and other people go, what is InfoWars? Why is it under so much attack? So they may have cut some of our outreach down, but the quality, we always have a great audience, but the quality now is major governments, militaries, intelligence agencies are like pin drop listening now. It's like, what the hell scared the system so much about this show?
Exactly. And that's the natural reaction to people who are instinctive, to people who are intuitive, to people who are intelligent, to people who have a skeptical perspective of the world. They're going to look at this and say, if this person's being targeted and this network's being targeted, it must be saying or doing something that's so deeply true and so radically true that they need me, the audience, to not hear it. For them to be so scared that me, the audience, can make my own decisions with my own rational faculty, with my own moral judgment, they're scared of me making that judgment. And that's why they want to suppress and censor the speech of InfoWars and Alex Jones, is they don't want me, the audience, to make my own judgment of my own views and choose my views accordingly. And it's an intimidation to the system, and they recognize the system feels a threat it hasn't felt in a very long time.
Now, they're also very threatened by Turning Point USA, that's reaching out to everybody, but very, very effective at, you know, unifying people around Americana ideas with Candace Owens and others that are involved. We've got too many of these videos. They're on InfoWars.com, but here's one just a few days ago. And I was surprised CNN even said this is wrong, because they push too far. You know, like Stoltz claiming now they never reported at CNN about the Smollett hoax. So they're really understanding, wow, we overdid it. But a real politically motivated hate crime caught on camera, and the guy just beats the hell out of a guy handing out Turning Point USA flyers at the college. So here's that video.
Jesus Christ. What?
Oh, and as long as he calls him racist, he can punch him over and over again in the face. And when they say the racist word, it's like a white guy beating up a white guy. And it's white guys almost always wanting to show off that whites are bad. F you white people. It's total mental illness.
Absolutely. They're all trying to seek social prestige points, that they're more morally just than others. I always point out, whenever somebody makes that point to me, I'm always like, well, tell me about the civil rights cases you've supported. Tell me about the civil rights movements you've been a part of. You've been a part of civil rights cases. You've been a part of civil rights movements. These kids, they never have. All these big grandstanding lefties who want to make big social media points about how they're for civil rights, where are they on the front?
Oh, I'm not bragging about myself, but you try going and protesting the Klan 20 years ago in East Texas. Some of those towns are bad. Those cops are against you, too, there. Not all cops are bad, but most cops are good. But there, you're like, the Klan threatened to kill you, and you say, hey, cops, do something. They go, F you. We're in part of the invisible empire.
Oh, exactly. I had a cop in Mississippi tell me if I ever came back to town, it'd be the last time anybody saw me. So that's, I'll respect people who actually do something substantive and something concrete. But it's like a lot of people who virtue signal for refugees or virtue signal. I've done pro bono work for actual refugees. Don't virtue signal for fake refugees when you're not even willing to take them into your own house. If you really care about them, fine, sponsor them, put them up at home.
Well,
they don't want to do that.
England won't take in the famous Pakistani woman who was on death penalty, got out, they're trying to kill her, and then she's a Christian. They go, oh, you're a Christian, it'll upset Muslims if we take you in.
Exactly. And instead, they're willing to let ISIS brides come back home. So the insanity of this sort of combination, all because of virtue signaling people who don't do anything for civil rights on the front line. And so their reflection of their harassment is really because they don't really believe in civil rights. They don't believe in civil liberties. They don't care about constituencies that they claim to care about. They only care about them being morally superior to everyone else and having more power than everybody else. And that's why they're so threatened by those.
Well, it's like AOC said. She said, I have the power, you don't, shut up.
Exactly. And that's the whole mentality. That's the whole mindset. It's a young statist, young Mao cultural revolutionary kind of mindset, where they're putting their own parents in prison during the Mao era. It's the same dangerous mindset that if we let loose, it's too dangerous of what it could do to liberty in America.
Absolutely. We're going to come back with even bigger news on the other side. Stay with us.
detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We got a big week coming up. We got the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We got the War Room, 3 p.m. after that. For the mornings, we've got David Knight doing a great job, 8 a.m. Central, the David Knight Show. Robert Barnes is our guest. I'll take a lot of calls this week, too, but we are going to have some big interviews, some big guests, and I got some other big stuff in the hopper that I don't like to talk about something until the fish is in the boat. Gaffed and in the ice chest. And then it's Miller time. So that's what's going to happen. And I'm going to leave it at that and just stop right there. And we've got a bunch of irons in the fire, but a lot of calls this week. Let me take your calls. No calls today. We covered this last night in a special report, but I want to get into it again because I didn't elaborate enough on what I was going to say. Yes, you watched the Bill Maher piece from his show on HBO Friday night, and it sounds like he's loving flyover country in the South, or geographically, you know, 92-93% of the country. In fact, that map they show isn't even accurate. It's more red than that. But what he's saying is, oh, you, the South and the Midwest wants to be the East and wants to be California. I want to be clear. California is a gorgeous state. A lot of amazing people. It used to be more swashbuckling than Texas in many respects. It's been colonized by leftists. People going there from all over the country to be movie stars. I mean, it's like the narcissist of the planet went there and ruined it. So there's a lot of good in California. There's a lot of good in Oregon. There's a lot. I mean, you go outside Portland, it's wonderful people. Same thing with Washington State. But I don't sit there and hate the people and say I'm better than them just in general. But there is an attitude living here in Austin. It's been colonized by kind of the locusts that went to California and ate it dry and to the bone. And now they've come here that we're these losers. We're these idiots. We, you know, we're just ride horses to work every day. And we haven't discovered toilet paper yet. And Maher just plays into that during the whole piece. Like, oh, Bezos, he should have, you know, done somewhere in the Midwest, or he should have, you know, come there because they want to be us. Bezos mainly uses foreigner labor in people. And of all the tech guys, he's not even one of the worst. He at least doesn't own slave factories in China like Apple. Or he isn't helping the Chinese government censor people. I'm not defending Bezos either. But it's kind of true. Like, why are you on Bezos? He's nothing compared to this. But AOC runs him and his deal out of New York City. I think blind hogs do find acorns. Broken clocks are right twice a day. She's right that why should the whole thing be written off? Why should ultra-rich guys that lecture us about being liberal all day not pay any tax? That's actually a point she's making. So I'm agreeing with AOC here, but you don't run it off. But what she should be talking about is how he's exploiting all this illegal alien and immigrant labor. But I want to go to this piece. It's just that it's the condescension. Everyone's fleeing California in the Northeast. The statistics show it. You say you have all the money. Well, yeah, the billionaires live there. But if you cut them out of the equation, it's one of the poorest areas. Highest areas of welfare. Feces everywhere. Needles everywhere. Highest crime. I mean, the truth is blue areas suck. So, yeah, we may not have the highest property values in other areas of the country, but we sure as hell, you know, don't have our kids learning how to get blowjobs when they're five, or we still follow glory down at the courthouse.
Well, exactly. In fact, when you look at it, you look at, like, for example, for Trump country, you can drive from the southern tip of Florida to the northern part of Maine, from the coastal part of Virginia to coastal California, from the northern woods of Wisconsin to the Texas-Mexico border, and without hitting any Hillary County. By contrast, if you want to travel for Hillary, you got to go by plane.
Why is that? Why, if it's rural, whether it's Maine or whether it's North Texas, they're good, hard people. They know what's going on.
Exactly. I remember during the election 2016, as part of a bet that I was going to make, I traveled through all of eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania and went through all these small towns. And the parts that were the most Americana, the parts celebrating community, the parts celebrating family, the parts celebrating tradition, the parts celebrating work, the parts celebrating everything we celebrate about what it means to be.
They can't get further away from Hollywood.
Absolutely.
And they think we want to be that.
Their definition of Hollywood is going out still in their car and have a little picnic in front of the big outdoor movie theater. I mean, it's old school Americana. It's a belief that when you see a film event, you do it with your family, with your friends, and with your neighbors, all sharing together. So it's the best definition of Americana. It's not individualism of an extreme kind. It's individualism that celebrates the individual, protects the individual rights, but in the context of family and community, of values of church.
So why is Hollywood so threatened? And I interrupt you about the most patriotic places, but let me get into that.
Absolutely. I think it's because as a core level, I think part of it is a desire to be those people. I think a lot of these people in Hollywood down deep would much rather be honest middle Americana than they would to be arrogant Hollywood.
Oh, almost all the real Hollywood people have moved to the most rural areas. They love it.
Exactly.
Whether it's Dave Chappelle or anybody.
Paul Newman. Gene Hackman. I mean, these are people. I always said that the best Hollywood actors are people that are way, way out of Hollywood. I mean, Snipes.
Robert Duvall.
Absolutely.
Wesley Snipes.
Exactly. They
Everybody.
Get away from it because they recognize the culture.
Rick Linkletter's my friend. He's been never. He hates Hollywood. He's been 30 years out in the woods outside Austin.
Precisely. Whereas the more corrupt ones, the ones that have been corrupted. You take someone like Michael Moore when he's in Middle America, Michigan. He's doing one kind of film. Then he goes to New York and he's doing a totally different kind of film. When he's in Michigan,
he sold out his roots.
Absolutely. When he's in Flint, he's talking about workers. When he's in New York, he's talking about evil, terrible, scary guns. So it's a different mindset and mentality that's part of a culture that corrodes moral value, that corrodes community. That it's like sort of Weimar Germany, Berlin, 1920s. Anything goes. It's a
and thing. Out of that comes a Hitler.
Exactly.
It always does. Why out of the putrid leftist swamp always some super fascist evil comes?
Precisely. I think it's twofold. One, they create a sort of chaotic moral environment that terrifies a lot of people that the fascist types are able to parlay on. But secondly, they get the benefit of the... Once you corrode values to where there are no values, it's easy for a Hitler to step forward. It is those core values that stops the Hitlers of the world from arising. It's those core values of family, Americana, of tradition, of community.
And the globalist corporatists, they just want people to submit to their corporate system. They don't get they're getting rid of the immune system. It's going to stop stuff way more evil than they are.
Exactly. They are short-sighted, and they're looking at it so just like someone who only values the next stock report. The corporations are looking at a short-sighted system, a Chinese-based model that undermines moral values that is ultimately the safety net for American freedom and liberty are those moral values in middle America, the same ones Bill Maher mocked because down deep he knows it's what stops his idolatry and ideology from becoming the dominant ideology and idolatry.
Well, his claim that we want to be them, yeah, maybe young, dumb girls that didn't get enough daddy time. I mean, yeah, real idiots like Bugs to a Bug Zapper go out to L.A. But almost everyone I know, famous actors, you name it, you know a lot of them, they hate it. They can't get further away from it.
Absolutely.
That's why they all want to produce stuff in New Zealand or Toronto or Louisiana. They do not want to be around it.
And those kids from middle America that show up in Hollywood and Vine, in 2 years they're trying to get the hell out of Hollywood. They're trying to figure out ways to get a bus trip back home. They're trying to get back to real values, to real tradition, to real community, things that really mattered.
Because everybody tells you what you want to hear, but they don't. They deliver on nothing.
Absolutely. It's vacant. It's down deep.
It's empty.
Empty space. One big, massive empty space. So what if you dug in and we could do an x-ray of Bill Maher's soul, what it would be is just empty. Just blank. There would be nothing there. There wouldn't be anything evil. There wouldn't be anything good. It's just one big, empty, vacant space. And down deep, he knows that. So down deep, he wants to be like those middle America people who have a deep soul, who have a deep value system, who represent the best of America and the best America ever has, ever is, and ever will be. And that's the difference between middle America and Hollywood America.
Because the soulless is envious of those that have a soul.
Absolutely. Down deep, they look at the life that I couldn't. When I was going through, I wanted to move to rural western Pennsylvania. It's like these are great ways of life. It reminded me of southeast Tennessee. Great communities, great cultures, connected, caring about each other. The guy in the mobile home and the guy in the fancy home are just two blocks apart. So they can't ignore one another. They can't evade one another. They have to care about and respect one another.
It's like the South and blacks and whites are all living right with each other.
Exactly. And that's why you get the highest interracial marriage rate is amongst poor and working class Southerners, historically. It's not amongst privileged class folks up in upstate New York.
Oh, the white, and I'm not putting down white people. I'm just saying the whitest areas in statistics, Paul Watson's reports, are white people who are liberal.
Absolutely.
They are the most racist.
Well, they did a recent survey where they asked, and I'd seen this all the time growing up, and saw it particularly when I got to Yale and law school. They did a survey and they looked at how liberals talk to African Americans versus conservatives. And what they found is that liberals.
Well, no, that was even the Washington Post admitted last year. They talk down to them like they're idiots.
Totally condescending. Because down deep, they see them as less than human. It's like reading Thomas Wolfe from the late 1960s, Electric Kool-Aid Test, those kind of books, where you about Lenny Bernstein trying to do a fundraiser for the Black Panthers in Upper West Side Manhattan, and how the solution to all of the Upper West Side liberals to having black servants was, oh yeah, we'll have white servants instead. Not recognizing maybe the problem is their whole servant culture that they've adapted in the first place.
Well, no, it's like you said about all these famous people go, well, if we don't have Mexicans, no one will clean our toilets. They don't know there's Mexican directors, scientists, everything else. Like the idea that the person cleaning my toilet is a Mexican.
Exactly. It just shows.
I need my toilet cleaner.
Precisely. They have a very limited cultural view. These are the people that hit the locks as soon as they go through any neighborhood that's African American, not being able to tell the difference between a dangerous area and a non-dangerous.
When I first got around leftists, I thought, is this a test when they're calling people N-words? So I'm like, well, I don't do that.
Exactly.
And it's not because I'm this goody-two-shoes person. It's that I don't lower myself. I can't handle it. We didn't play the Bill Maher yet. We'll play it when we come back. It's truly sick.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.